It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. With the Roads funding plan behind them, the Michigan legislature is on break until December. When they return, fixing Detroit public schools will be at the top of the legislative agenda. Joining us to take a look at the politics behind it all are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. The plan Governor Snyder has laid out for DPS is to create a new district that would be responsible for instruction and operations while leaving the roughly $500 million in legacy debt with the old DPS to pay off. Susan, this plan is getting a lot of criticism from folks in Detroit. What are we hearing?
I think what a lot of people are obviously concerned about is that Detroit public schools have been a mess for decades, and every new intervention has promised that the kids will be put first and the financial woes will finally be solved. And that hasn't happened time and time again. So there's skepticism that students once again will get short shrift and this won't get at the root of the problem. That's the criticism within DPS. There's a lot of criticism of people outstate and especially in neighboring school districts as well.
And Ken, I want you to talk about that some. What has been that response from outstate legislators and other school districts?
Well, Republicans control both the House and the Senate, and they're concerned and frankly, I think, nervous about this plan because it requires about $70 million a year for 10 years to try to right the financial ship at the Detroit Public Schools. And that's money that has to come out of the school aid fund and therefore their district. So that's one of the big heavy lifts in all of this. The other issue is that their observation is that this doesn't really solve the problem because the school aid formula is based upon the number of students, and Detroit Public Schools has been hemorrhaging students. And until you solve that problem, you're not going to solve the financial problem, and you can't solve the loss of student problem until you solve the academic outcome problem.
Now, the governor's plan bumps up against a lot of political landmines. There's the issue of local control. The governor says under his proposal, he and Mayor Duggan would appoint a school board. There's the bailout resistance from outstate legislators you're talking about. After the slog it took to get roads funding passed, Susan, what kind of position is the governor in to move this forward?
Well, he had to spend an awful lot of political capital to get a roads plan that even he's acknowledged he's not 100% pleased with. And a lot of Republican lawmakers had to as well. Certainly, none of them probably wanted to vote for any of the tax increases in that plan. This is another hard issue to have to take up. And there are a number of difficult issues. You know, there's energy policy. There is further school reform to tackle, parole reform. So there are no real easy issues there right now. That does not make the slog any easier to get this passed for Detroit Public Schools.
Ken, one of the really tricky points in this plan is the governor's proposal to appoint a school board rather than having that board elected. Where Detroiters are concerned, that seems like one of the biggest issues in this plan. How does the governor sell that piece?
Well, there's three big issues. One is money, and then there's that one, which is sort of who's in charge. And, of course, people in Detroit, they want to be in charge. It's their school system. And the governor's plan would phase in local control. I do think the third issue, though, is the one that the plan doesn't address very well and that Republicans feel it needs to address, and that's the issue of academic outcomes. Until you improve academic outcomes, Detroit Public Schools is not an attractive place for parents to send their children, and that's what's causing primarily the financial problem because they're losing students.
And that those outcomes haven't improved while the district has been under state control.
That's right, and the state has to take some ownership over that as well as the financial mess. You know, this is a heavy lift, as Susan pointed out, no question about it. But I think at the end of the day, that this gets addressed because they have to address it. It's kind of like roads in that sense. I think it was addressed in, you know, you might like or not like how they did it, but the reason Republican majorities addressed it is they felt they had to. And this is a similar issue because if they don't address it, Detroit Public Schools goes into bankruptcy, can't pay their bills, and then it probably costs even more.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.